My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You okay there? You were rummaging through everything.
I was looking for my other chain.
Oh.
Is it gone? Did somebody take it?
Oh, I think it might be in the back.
Really? Okay.
Do you want it?
No. Okay. I just want to make sure it's in a safe place.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we wouldn't let something like that
You're
slip
just
through the cracks.
Leaving your chains
well,
about
I mean,
now?
Look, I'll get into it more. I always wanted to make sure you guys would keep
I mean,
it
you've
safe.
Been buying no, yeah, these chains willy-nilly.
We had to make sure that none of the workers were going to come and get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks. My God. You got to keep that in a safe, babe.
I know. There's.
You spent $40,000.
Other people, different races. We got to keep it safe. Yeah. You know what I mean. Right? Guys, come on. It's us.
Oh, my God.
Guys.
We're not rolling, are we?
Okay.
Which races are the thieviest?
Well, you know, the ones that were fixing stuff here. They don't look like us. Okay.
Who do you think steals the most?
All right, so here we go.
My tribe.
There's a lot to get into this week. It's this is a heavy duty.
I can't wait. Can I tell you, I love it when it's just you and me because we ride old school.
Yeah, I like it too. It's fun.
We get weird together.
It's about to get weird.
Yeah, bro.
You ready?
I'm fired up.
Let's start the show.
Let's go.
Anyway, we haven't talked, I think, since Saturday. So tonight, I'm looking at Lily's in Union Square. Oh, say around 8:15, and I'm gonna be in a fantastic mood then because I have so much to do. I'm looking at my to-do list all around. I've like post-it notes and everything else, and I got my iced latte.
Who was right?
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura, and
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Every time a guy decides to send a fucking a video as a message, I just get flashbacks, you know?
Let's go full throttle.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's what this is?
Well, this fucking guy.
God, I love it already. I'm riveted.
Oh, I know. It's just.
It's so painful already.
It sets the tone for a good show, doesn't it?
When someone does this shit. Can I tell you
what's going on? Yeah, it's Charles from Match. Just wanted to do a video instead of a text or a phone call. I've been here, I don't know, since 7:30 doing some little video that editing some video that's going to be going up on YouTube.
What? Why is he doing this
at work? Actually, my new office. I really like it. Not going to lie. And it's got this really cool view. Where are we? No? There we go. Hey.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
There we go.
Hello, this is Charles. Oh, no. Why? Oh, can I? See, I imagine when you're dating on the East Coast, there's a lot of Charleses in the world that are just like those guys that walk around in suits. And when you see them in a bar, they're always like, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. Like all they talk about is money.
Well, this guy, I think, I don't think he's a money guy. I think he works in like the marketing division, some type of PR, because I think he's being asked to cut a video.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Of so himself?
Well, I think for the company, maybe that's his role. You know, like they go, you do the social media content at this type of company. Because he's actually, I think he comes across as actually a genuine sweet guy.
Yeah.
He has Garth vibes. Like he has, he doesn't know that putting this out there is, you know.
I hope this video doesn't scare you.
If you have to say it.
When you fucking know that this is going to be read the wrong way. Oh, it might be my favorite line of the whole thing.
I hope this doesn't scare you.
I hope you don't panic when you watch this.
I hope this doesn't
but I like you.
Scare you. But I like you.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's that's a really good point, is that if it's a love note and you're hoping this person reciprocates, like probably the preface of, I hope this doesn't terrify you.
Yeah, because you know on some level that it does.
You know it.
You know that you're being delusional. You know? You just know. This guy is more, he's more naive.
Yeah.
He's a sweet guy.
But I picked up the
I like
showing
my office.
Off. but I picked up the showy offy East Coast guy, the buy sell guy. I'm picking up on like he's peacocking. He's letting the ladies.
Well, he's showing
know.
His new office off. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I got a computer.
I thought this would be better. You know why he made this video? The real reason why he made this video is because he got the new office.
Oh.
And so that it's he's burying the lead, as they say. Like he's like, oh, I also am in this new office. Check out my. That's why he sent it.
You're right.
He sent the whole video to be like,
it's my new.
I got an upgrade.
Wow.
And you want everybody look. It's human instinct to want to show an upgrade. Everybody wants.
But
to.
Okay, but then why not just lead with, oh my god, I'm so excited! I have this new office.
That,
why is that not cool?
You because that he knows is not cool.
Oh, I feel like that's...
So he's trying to make it like it's the second or third position thing, but it's really like this is what's most important. That's why he's doing it, you know?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, we haven't talked, I think, since Saturday.
And it's
so,
Thursday.
Tonight, why. I'm looking at Lily's in Union Square.
I'm looking at?
Oh, say around 8 o'clock, 8:15, and I'm going to be in a fantastic mood then because I have so much to do. I'm looking at my to-do list all around. I have, like, post-it notes and everything else, and I got my iced latte.
Oh, no. So, wait, hold on.
So
let's
the
walk
other
through
part,
it.
Okay, the other part of this is I have so much to have post-it notes everywhere. It's I'm a busy guy.
Right.
I got a lot going
that's right.
on.
I'm important. But I'm going to be in a good mood despite all these tasks I have to do.
We've all had friends too, like, oh, I'm just so busy.
They love bragging
people
about
who
it.
Talk about how busy they
I
are.
I hate
you know?
It. Yeah.
Sometimes my favorite is when they're like, that's why I can't connect with anyone. You're like, what? And they're like, well, I've been so busy. Like, so you just cut off the world? And they're like, no, just you.
Just you.
Like, oh.
You're not important enough for me
that's
to make time.
That's how
for.
To rephrase that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have things more important than you.
Yeah.
To
I don't
do.
Want
to
stop doing my stuff. So wait a minute. But okay. He's looking at Lily's, but they haven't spoken. So let's
well,
do a
don't
timeline.
Forget, he's also drinking a latte.
Oh, so he's know? Super fired up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
he's amped. So they haven't spoken since Saturday, but he thought it would be a good idea to send the video message.
Yeah, this thing.
And I'm just going to make a reservation at Lily's tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hope to see you there. Like, that's the thing. Like, he's hoping she'll.
Look, there's what he should have done, which was like, are you free tonight?
Text.
Say 8:15 at Go Lily's in Union Square.
Yeah.
He took a leap. He took a risk. He got a new office. He wanted to show it off.
He's got new office energy.
New office energy.
Swag.
You want to show it.
Oh God. Can you play it again, the Lily's part? I have to see it. It's so painful.
Anyway, we haven't talked, I think, since Saturday.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So tonight, I'm looking at Lily's in Union Square. Oh, say around 8 o'clock, 8:15, and I'm gonna be in a fantastic mood then because I have so much to do. I'm looking at my to-do list all around. I have like post-it notes and everything else, and I got my iced latte.
That's just nervous energy.
It, yeah.
When you start listing what's in front of you, I got a fucking box of pens over here.
Right? My stapler is full of staples. It works.
Yeah.
But anyway, shoot me a text and let me know if 8 o'clock works. I could do 8:30, but a little bit early it might be tough because I do have a lot to do. So shoot me a call.
Shoot me a call.
Did I say my name in the beginning? It's Charles.
He's so nervous. He's so nervous.
Yeah.
And I do think like there's a certain etiquette to all the mediums of communication. For instance, somebody sends you a text, you respond in a text. Somebody calls you, you generally call back. So if you're like emailing or whatever on an app or texting on an app, the video response is inappropriate.
It is. And I think there's,
it's
you
not
know,
right.
I'm thinking more about this, how bad an idea this is. Yeah. And I really feel like it should only happen in a few occasions. First of all, less is more. If you're going to send a video, if you insist on sending a video, you got to make it short. Right. The more you expand and just go on about things, the worse it's going to get for you.
Yes,
so
you're right.
That's number one. Secondly, really only two people should be sending videos like this at the beginning of something. A, you're unbelievably good looking.
Yeah. Because
you're using your asset then. You're saying like imagine like some fucking Calvin Klein model sends you, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Right?
We're gonna bang today. We're meeting at Lily's. I'll be there at 7:30.
I'll be there. My pussy will be soaking wet. Yeah. So
put an extra cushion down.
Super good looking.
Right.
Then you do it. The other exceptional thing would be if you are, and like it's hard, you know, everyone thinks this about, but like if you're exceptionally funny. So I'm saying like a really funny like you have something so funny in your video. Yeah. But if you're just like, I'm just gonna blabber, then you end up sending a video that's like,
I hope this video doesn't scare you.
So,
right.
You know.
Like, for instance, okay, here's a good one to send a girl you're texting to. Like, let's say she tells you, I really love cupcakes. And then you're on the street and you find like a cool cupcake that she might like, right? And you're like, oh, hey, Julia.
Yeah.
Here, hi. These are like gold cupcakes. You love these. I'll see you.
That's
I hope to
true.
See you soon.
You had, let's say you had a
something
funny...
that something that pertains to that person.
Exactly. And that means you're exceptionally observational, fun. Like,
right.
Let's say
you're thinking
you
of them.
Did have a date or something, or you had a conversation about how it's getting cold and it's time to wear mittens.
Yeah.
And then you were walking on the, you see them on the ground, you video, I found, you know what I mean? Like you're showing how tied into the person you know, you're paying attention.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I bought you something.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's covered in shit and mud.
It's
like,
silly.
It's silly. And it's like, you're not, you know, look, if that person didn't like that, then if what I just played out offended someone or they made funny, I'd be like, oh, that person sucks.
It's not the right girl.
Yeah. That person sucks. Cause that's like, that's cute. It's
funny.
This shit right here is just a nervous Nelly. This guy just doesn't.
Well, and
he's too young to not know.
He's too young to not know. And it's a bad angle. Like you said, you have to really look good. And look, you and I make videos all the time for the gram.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to just do this and make a decent looking video.
Yeah, everyone looks like shit.
I look like shit.
Everyone looks like shit.
Fucking all the time. So that's tough. The lighting's horrible. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
There you go.
Let's hope he gets laid.
Charles,
do you think she showed up?
I hope.
I'm thinking Lily's.
I hope this works out for you, but stop sending these videos, all right? I'm your friend.
I'm thinking Lily's.
I'm thinking Lily's. 8:15.
What? I don't want to do any earlier because I'll be busy.
I'm so busy.
Okay.
I'm a higher up. Got a company card. You don't like me?
So fucking, it's fucking crazy. How much does everybody hate themselves after Thanksgiving weekend? Is everybody officially just 20 pounds overweight? And
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah.
Boy, that really swept through our home. I'm having chest pains.
Yeah.
Quite the new catchphrase in the Segura home. We could not stop saying it to each other.
Oh, explain what happened on the video, because people, you know, what happened with the audio on the video?
Yeah, so we were hearing a little bit of double audio on the last episode. Yeah. Whenever I was playing from my computer, just because, you know, a little human error, some of the audio tracks, the left and the right, were off by a couple frames.
Well, how does that happen, though?
It just happens in the mixing process.
Oh, like in there?
Yeah,
in the
moment?
Okay.
No. Like when we do it in post, it was just something that we didn't catch before we uploaded.
All right. Well, people
asked. audio version is fixed.
Okay.
And that just won't happen again.
Okay. But that, just so people know, it was like a human error
thing. Yes.
All right. Cool. So we were playing the Life Alert video on the last episode, and people, they really loved it.
I'm having chest pain.
That's a very natural
actor. You think that in a city of angels, a city of actors, you could just find one older person to do that.
Well,
it's one line in a commercial.
I'm having chest pains.
Well, because you and I were redoing it in the house this last weekend, and we were like, if you had chest pain, you wouldn't go, I'm having chest pain.
No.
You would go, oh, I'm having chest pain. Like it would be hard to get it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, do it. Act. You act.
I mean, we just did it, right?
But you do it the way you would really do it in a movie. Go.
I'd be like, I'm chest pain. Like that. I'd be scared.
You'd be scared.
Or what if you were leaving, though? So I have to let you know. Like, if you're walking out of the house, then I'd be like, I'm chest pain! Like that.
Babe.
But I don't want you to leave.
Babe, I'm having chest pain.
That sounds like the guy.
Oh, I'm doing it like him? But maybe that's his, but maybe that was his motivation.
I'm having chest pain.
He's saying, Margaret, I'm having chest pain.
I'm having chest pain. She's like, do you want mayonnaise or mustard? And she's like, I keep asking. He's like, I'm having chest pain.
Yeah.
That's why.
See?
Yeah.
That's why. He's like, why are you stop interrupting me? I'm having trouble.
Fucking Nancy.
Yeah. Nancy. No, his wife's name would be like Margaret.
Margaret, yeah.
Nancy's too young.
Yeah.
Margie. But that reminded me of other great commercials.
Yeah.
Do you remember the clapper? Clap on. Clap off. Clap on. Clap off. The clapper.
The clapper.
You got to find the clapper.
The clapper.
So dumb.
Was so that you. Yeah, that I think that top one's pretty good.
That's the old. Yeah, that's what you want.
This
it was for old people.
So that you don't have to get up and turn on the lights all the time. And then you don't have to turn it off, too. It's a good idea.
Honey, turn off the light.
Has this ever happened to you?
Ah, fuck.
Presenting the clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping. Clap on the music. It's easy. Just plug the clapper into any household outlet. Then plug in your lamp, TV, or stereo.
Clap on. Clap off.
For places hard to reach, the clapper makes it easy. Plus, the clapper comes with an extra feature to make your home more secure.
Oh, more
turn
secure.
Turn to the away function, and your lights turn on at the first sound it hears. Minutes later, they turn off. And the clapper resets to help protect your home.
There's a bird. Uh-oh.
Leave your appliances plugged into the clapper, and your lights will go on, turning away unwanted guests.
Oh, fuck.
Clap on, clap off. The clapper.
Her clap is different, the old lady. She can barely do it. She's old and tired.
She definitely needs it. Yeah.
She goes, it's all limp-handed and soggy.
Now, the nice thing that about the clapper, I was very jealous. I really wanted one, and they wouldn't buy them.
Your parents wouldn't buy the clapper? Why?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
My
but
dad
you
had
got
the clapper.
One.
So here's the design flaw with the clapper we discovered in the 80s. My dad got it because we love the idea of convenience. But whenever there was a loud sound in the house, like if the TV was too loud, the lights would go on and off over and over. Or like if your dog barked near the clapper, then your lights would just go on and off all the time. So we eventually had to get rid of
the clapper. Nice. And so the thing is they sell it as it's a clap, but really it's like it's the noise machine.
Right.
Any noise will make this go on or off. Right.
So it was like a strobe light show anytime you were watching like, you know, a violent television show.
Oh, yeah. It's like.
Give old people strokes. Yeah. It was terrible.
That's hilarious.
But I always liked that old lady clapping at the end of that commercial because she always seemed to need it the most.
Yeah. Yeah, she really needs it.
Yeah.
You notice, by the way, that this is like 30 years in commercials, any type of security commercial that shows a robber, a threat, it's always a white guy with a scruffy beard. And that's been done for 30 years because yeah. they're like, they're so scared to appear like they're being racist that they're like, just make it a white guy.
What are you saying, Tom?
Look, there he is. There's the robber.
You saying there are not many Asian American robbers out there?
Look, there's robbers of every background. I think it's funny that in the commercial, even for 30 years, they're just yeah. like, look, we don't want to get accused of anything. So how about that kid, that intern in the front? Why don't we put him in the commercial? He could be robbing the place.
Also, yeah, you're right. And this is even in an era where it wasn't PC at all.
They like, still were like, mm-mm. Yeah.
And they always have to wear that. This, what is that called? I never know the name of this.
What's
hat.
Like the thing now? It's the ring, right? Like the ring. Along, they have commercials like, and it's secure. And then it'll be like two
youngsters.
Yeah. Two like kids on the surf team. And they're like, uh-oh, someone's home.
I don't know, Tom. Yep. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just great. It's fun. I mean, I feel better about it. I'll tell you that much.
So there was this one, and then it brought me back to, you want to look at the ring commercial?
Sure. I bet you it is.
Let's see.
Sure.
Let's see what color the robbers are in the ring
for
commercial.
For sure. Yeah. 1,000%.
They're white people. Yeah.
It's got to be.
Afraid of offending anybody.
That's
you're right.
Not a commercial. That's like somebody's... Yeah, it would have to be like a commercial. You know what I mean? Like the one they air on television. Is it there? Is that one?
I'm on their YouTube page right
clap
now.
Clap on. Clap off.
The all new ring.
Clap on, clap off. The clapper.
Yeah.
They there don't show. Is. They don't show the hostel.
I don't think they show intruders in this one.
And that, but they have on
they
other
do,
ones,
yeah.
for sure.
And they are white guys. Yeah, they're like stocky white guys with beards,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, always.
It's like
always.
You robbing houses.
It's always me. That's why it stands out to me. I'm like,
it's
that
true.
Looks like me.
It's true. I think you're right. Like the ring commercials, especially, I've seen.
Yeah.
Bearded white guys are
that's
always
what that, they're like because they're like, that's safe. Like,
yeah.
They're like, it's just, you know, no one can get
you
upset.
Stealing Amazon packages.
I mean, look, I've never heard people be like, oh, you know who's always robbing? The Vietnamese. But so why not throw them in a commercial? Let's make them the robbers.
Because then the Vietnamese coalition will be like, how dare you portray Vietnamese Americans?
And we'll be like, what, have you guys never done it? You were stealing our secrets in the war. It seems like we...
But what about Blue Blockers? We'd look up Blue Blockers.
Yeah, yeah. Blue Blockers.
Remember those? That commercial was a good one, too.
Oh, my God. Those were amazing. That was a great commercial.
Everything's so much crisper and clear. Yeah, there
I
you
can
go.
See now.
Go to Blue Blockers commercial.
I couldn't
Here
see
we are.
Before.
Blocker sunglasses. They're really different.
My name is Geek. I put them on as a shocker. Man, I love these blue blockers. Everything is clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah. I got to get me some.
It's not like 3D, but it's got that effect where everything is so separated.
They're great. Best sunglasses I've ever owned.
I've been telling everyone I know about these. Honest to goodness.
It's different. Never seen anything like these.
I thought it was a gimmick when I see it on TV at night. It's not. It's real. They actually work.
The original blue blocker sunglasses block 100%
awesome.
Of the ultra...
Wait a minute, they were $49.95, but now they're only $19.95.
They're like, we got some fucking overstock in the warehouse. So you need to drop this shit more than in half.
They kind of did work, though. Didn't we get a pair of blue blockers?
They're amazing.
They're kind of great.
Bert showed up with them the other day.
Yeah, they're
he
awesome.
Showed up. Remember that? He had like the oversized. You remember that? He had the crazy
the
oversized
visor ones.
Oh, yeah.
He came in with those. He showed up with those on. Yeah. Yeah.
What just happened?
That's just a Bert drop.
The Bert drop? Yeah.
Bert came
in. He said that on Two Bears?
I guess so.
Jeez. You're not supposed to say that word anymore.
I didn't say anything.
No, I didn't say it either. He said it. Well, Bert's a racist and a homophobe.
Well.
Whoa. Didn't realize he was a homophobe. Oh, is that a whole new lane?
Oh, Bert.
Bert is fat, racist, and homophobic?
Holy cow.
Whoa.
Man. Hope he doesn't have kiddie porn on his. No. So speaking of Bertrand, don't we have something? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who? Yes, I realized. Remember how everything started? He brought it up the other day. Everything started with the time that we did an episode of this podcast. And we're like, you know who Bert looks like? Gerard Depardieu. Right? Yeah. And we had all those. But then, so like everything has evolved since then. He has a new lookalike.
What?
I didn't realize it. I was watching this new documentary series the other night. He looks like Maradona. Diego Armando Maradona, one of the greatest soccer players of all time. He was an Argentine sensation. He coached some now. He parties. He's had a real party legacy. Lots of cocaine, lots of booze, rehab multiple times, lots of women. And he has a pretty eccentric personality. I think he's kind of a dead ringer for Bert.
Really?
Yeah. You got to look at everything, okay? So, like, that's him right there dancing.
Oh, I figured he's the dancing guy.
Yeah. So
dead ringer.
Yeah, he looks just like him. Look, the face is similar. They have that hardened belly.
The hard fat, yeah, on the belly.
That's the party guy's belly.
And his eyes are so swollen from sodium bloat that they're swollen shut, kind of like Bert's get.
Like when Joey said, he's like, I saw Bert's store, I thought it was a Chinese guy. Yeah, because he's got like a lot of face stuff going on, right? Here he is, excited. Bert gets excited.
So excited.
Yeah. And Bert screams. He's loud.
He's so loud, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
This guy's got a lot of hair.
It's his birthday. So he's doing the big, putting his face in the cake.
Yeah.
Being the showman.
But he's got a lot more hair than Bert.
He's got a lot more hair than Bert. But that's like the only difference.
So
watch him. Bert put out a dance video. Here's Maradona's dance. Watch. Just like Bert, watch.
Bert does that move. Does he do that move?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He does that move.
That's his twin, babe.
That's his twin. doing social media posts.
I wish I could speak Spanish like
but
that.
But like, I mean.
Yeah, no, he's talking about his kids and where they live and stuff, giving away private information.
Yeah, he just said, like, here's my
address. My daughter's menstruating. Yep. Yes, embarrassing.
Here he is yelling at some kids.
What are the subtitles saying?
It's saying, if you guys keep saying my name, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Show me some respect. I'm showing you respect. Next person that says my name like that, I'm out of here. Not a problem for me.
Wow.
I've seen Bert do autograph signings just like this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Bert's also angry. He's fat, racist, homophobic, and angry.
That's the whole audience saying that Maradona sucks dick.
Why are they saying that, babe?
Because it's the opposition team's stadium. So they're Anyways, I watched this documentary series on Netflix. It's called Maradona in Mexico, and it's excellent.
You mean Bert Kreischer in Mexico?
That's what the new one's going to be called. Yeah. The whole time I was like, Bert's doing a Spanish thing?
I see it. I definitely see it. Do you think he'll see it when you show it to him?
I don't know. I think I think when I say it, because I said it to him and he was like, huh? But I think when he sees the clips, he'll
be like.
He
needs to see it.
Yeah, he'll be like,
if we can cut together a montage where we flip back between he and Bert, between Maradona.
That's a good idea.
And Bert, maybe he can really see it
like
that way.
Like the similar, like the beat by beat thing, you know?
He needs to visualize it. Because you know when you tell people like, hey, you know who you remind me of? And always people are like, no.
Yeah, but then
you could literally
do a frame by frame analysis and be like, here's you dancing. Here's him dancing. Here's you yelling. Here's him yelling.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. By the way, speaking of this, I put out my Spanish podcast.
My first
Spanish podcast. So it is on. I've been saying this. I've been uploading more to my personal YouTube page. So if you go to YouTube, you search Tom Segura. It's my YouTube channel. I did a lot of those Sober October videos, flying the plane, driving the car, shooting the guns. And then we did my dance video on there. We did the behind the scenes. I put up a sketch that Nadav, you produced. And this week we're going to put up the behind the scenes of that. But there's also an all Spanish podcast that I put on that channel. So thanks everybody for listening, subscribing. We have a lot more stuff to put on there.
What do you talk about? Tacos and Tapatio?
Different tacos,
Cholula.
Different chicken dishes.
There is a good taco doc about it on Netflix right now.
A good taco doc?
It's about tacos in Mexico City and different parts. But anyway, but go back to what you were talking about on your podcast. What do you talk about in Spanish?
Yeah, I mean, I was really the first episode I was just explaining while I was doing it. I'm trying to get better at it. I have some Spanish shows I want to do next year. So I was like, the only way to get ready for those is to practice my Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
So I called people. I called my cousin. I called my mom. I talked to my mom on the phone. It was pretty fun. And then I told, the audience, like, reach out. Like, tell me where you're from. Help me out. Give me, correct where I spoke incorrectly. Tell me phrases, words, insults from your country. It was a lot of fun.
I can't wait to hear
these. I opened the inbox this morning. It was completely, it was crazy. It was hundreds of messages.
It's exciting, isn't it? You're going to have a whole new experience doing this.
I think so. I got to say, so far, that audience has been way more supportive than the English-speaking audience.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, all the messages are like, I love that you're doing this. Thanks, man. Like, here's some suggestions.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody usually writes messages.
Nobody's very supportive in our inbox, right? It's like, you stupid bitch. Yeah. Hey, Hitler, you stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Have you seen this guy shit in a fucking box and puts it in his mom's face?
Different dynamic. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I wish I could understand what you're saying. I may have to try to listen.
A lot of people tell me they're going to take Spanish lessons now so they can follow along.
That's fun.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Where my mom's at is still chugging along. It's really picking up some momentum. The Cool Mom shirt, we've sold out several times. It's really a hit.
The Cool Mom shirt is a hit.
It's on fire. And I just made Varsity Mom as well. That's another reference I talk about on Where My Mom's At. There it is. Varsity Mom is what I call an experienced mom. I think I finally crossed the threshold into being a varsity mom.
Yeah.
I think now I have a 17-month-old and a 4-year-old. I'm official, as are you.
Yep.
And there it is. There's Cool Mom on Tommy's.
Mom.
Not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Yep.
For sale. And along with all our other crap.
Yeah.
So I had a really interesting thought about, I was on Instagram, and anyways, how come parrots can talk? And why can't dogs talk? Because parrots' brains are smaller than dogs, and dogs, I think, can do more than parrots.
That's a really good thought. Because you'd think that a dog should be able to go like, I love you.
Right. Yeah. Like, why can parrots, parrots can obviously repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But can they come up with the phrase that's appropriate? Like, give me bird seeds. Like, can they request things?
I don't know.
Do you guys know? Has anyone ever had a parrot?
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I think I had a parrot growing up.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was really into exotic birds.
Oh,
really?
God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really a maniac.
you got to be crazy.
Yeah, well, confirmed, yeah.
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 But, yeah, they were... two African parrots, and they flew away pretty quickly. They were aggressive. They didn't like being in there.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, if they're intelligent enough to speak, I imagine they don't want to
be
caged.
But, like, dogs, I mean, dogs will fucking go get the paper.
Sniff drugs, bombs.
They're just intuitively, like, picking up on, like, what to do in a way where you're like, how is this animal aware of this? I mean...
Oh, yeah, people have seizures dogs can pick up on before.
Yeah, birds.
It's crazy.
I mean, can a parrot do that? But a parrot just goes like, that's right. Yeah.
But how does the parrot
talk?
But how does it talk? Yeah,
I don't know.
That's pretty amazing that it can. I guess it's just mimicking the sounds.
It'd be cool
to
know
the
meaning. Like an all racial slurs parrot. And then
Go ahead, do an example.
Well, we train it so like when a dog gets here, the Jew's here.
We need a YMH parrot, a racist YMH parrot. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and he walks in. Did you steal a car? How'd you get here?
Tom's got tacos in his pocket.
Tom's here. Half spit boy's here.
I would love that parrot.
I would love it.
Yeah. Can you look into that?
Yeah. How much to get?
Yeah, one that's just specifically trained in racial slurs.
No. What we'll do is we'll record a bunch of racial slurs, and when we leave at night, we'll just play it on repeat, so it hears them all day.
You big ones don't work no wreck.
Yeah. And then it'll just kind of like, you know, well, it'll never say things correctly, probably. Like, you might walk in and go, you slant-eyed, flat-faced slope. And you're like, well, we tried, you know.
Right. The trick is to getting it to say the appropriate thing to the appropriate person. That's the hard part.
Right? And then when it works out, we're like, oh, my God.
But we need to buy a trainer that's dedicated to just teaching it the correct racial slur. That's going to be a whole other expense, Tom. How much are we willing to invest in this?
I don't know. I mean,
parrot?
I'm willing to put some real money into it.
Go ahead and email your mom's podcast at gmail.com and put bird trainer in the subject line.
You train a parrot?
Can you train our parrot to be racist?
Somebody has. Like, that is not, that's 100% happening. Right now, there's five guys writing in right now, like, my parrot can say big words.
Yeah.
Here's a video of my parrot saying.
By the way, this is kind of a huge deal. You, I think, unknowingly touched on it, but we have closure.
On?
Don't work no wreck.
What? We have closure?
Yeah, he responded.
No!
You don't know this?
What?
He responded.
Wait, you guys. This is a YMH exclusive.
I know.
Put the chips in a bowl.
Suwoo.
Yep.
Where's cats eating kibble? Explosions.
I know.
This is a YMH exclusive.
You kept this for me? I thought we were married. Are we not a Cosby team, Triosby?
The Suwu guy, they hit him up, and finally,
Suwu,
he responded. All the debate is over. We finally have an answer. Mr. Suwu himself responded to, is it work no wreck, want no wreck, what is it, wear no red? He said, I'm saying want no wreck.
Want no wreck.
Want no
you
wreck.
Big words.
Don't work no wreck.
You don't want no wreck?
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Don't work no wreck.
See, now I hear work.
Don't work no wreck.
You don't want no wreck.
Can you play the full phrase? Like,
want
can
no
can you
wreck.
Play him? Yeah, he...
He doesn't. You don't want a wreck, meaning a train wreck, right? Or a car wreck, W-R-E-C-K, wreck, not R-E-C wreck, W-R-E-C-K is what he says. You don't want no wreck.
He's saying, I'm saying.
This public announcement goes out to all you bitch ass niggas that motherfucker claim that I'm a false blood. Bitch, call me out and see if I'm a fucking false blood. You niggas don't work no wreck. Suwu, bitch ass nigga.
So he said his full response was, I'm saying. Want no wreck, meaning that they don't want to fight me or see me in the streets.
Mm.
So that's his explanation.
Want no wreck.
Thank you, Mr. Suwu.
Wow.
Thank you very
much.
Wow. Suwu.
Appreciate it.
You know what he always, when he starts talking, I always hear him go, this Baba Ganoush is the... I think he's going to say Baba Ganoush.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's public
announcer.
This Baba Ganoush goes out to all you bitches. Yeah. It does sound like
that. Wait, play the beginning again.
This Baba Ganoush.
This public announcement.
Yeah, right.
This public announcement.
I hear him. I think he's going to say Baba Ganoush.
This public announcement.
This public announcement. Yeah.
This Baba Ganoush. Want no wreck.
Want no wreck. What?
Don't want no wreck.
So whoa.
I got fucked in. Dude, we could have a YMH parrot who just does all of our sayings.
Yeah.
That would be dope. And we could be like, get
off. I found something really cool. We don't always get to play this, but I saw this the other day. Yes, here it is. And I wanted to show it to you.
Oh, this is, hold on. Let me clean
right
the glasses.
Yeah.
I got a feeling I'm going to.
It's kind of really cool. And it's kind of sexy. And I think you might like it. You ready? There you go. Lay nice and clean. You can see clearly. Good. You ready to go?
I'm scared. Oh, no.
Ha ha ha! Yeah, they're hawking loogies in his face.
Okay, no lie.
Yeah.
That looks like my stepdad. my dead stepdad. I swear to God, that's what Dean kind of looked like.
Really?
Yeah, he's Indian. 100%.
They're hawking loogies at him.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Whoa. Love. Oh.
That was so nasty. I don't like this one at all, dude. I'm not interested. Whew. I'm not. I don't get this at all. This is so nasty.
Is hot.
You know what I hate? That horking sound.
Yeah.
The loogie up, whatever the sound. What's that word when someone goes, yeah. I don't like that.
Hawking. Hawking a loogie.
Not into that. Ew, I hate that sound.
And this guy's like, do me a favor. Tie me up. Get some real deep phlegm from like deep in your chest and spit it in my open mouth.
That's what I don't understand about this video.
What do you mean? What's not to understand?
Well, because this guy clearly is into this.
Yeah.
But why is he puking if they're spitting into his mouth?
I don't, because it's probably nasty to eat someone's.
But he wants it.
Yeah,
right.
It's still probably
it's a two-way thing.
He thinks he wants
pain
it.
Pain is pleasure. Yeah, yeah. It's like some version of that happened. It's deeply wired in his head, and he wants the humiliation be degraded. He knows it's disgusting, but it also turns him on. You know.
Or he just wanted to
make
$100.
Let you in on some scams that are really pissing me the fuck off. Let's start with this one. That's my name right there, Maksud. Okay, they put my name up there to show me how much gold they have and how they're gonna get it to me for cheaper than I buy it. Of course, I'm not retarded, so I would never fall for that, right?
Who is this?
My hero.
That was something that you sent to me a while ago.
Sent this?
Yeah, you sent this to me. You're like, there's some good R words in here.
Oh.
I mean, that's kind of already the highlight, but he's pretty much.
That was pretty amazing.
It leads strong. Amazing. And then he just explains how you get duped with scams.
What's the nature of this scam? They're hitting up anybody and everybody, and they're saying they got gold for a gold mine and this and that.
Yeah, okay.
And these guys are doing all these things and using our images and using other people's images, just taking your $130, putting it in their pocket, and telling you to go fuck yourself.
Okay.
I respect it. I'm retarded.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I like it.
Some bullshit. I'm not retarded.
Okay.
You know what I just love about... I love about America is that not everybody gets the SJW memos on everything
this guy
at the same time. It's great. Like it takes time for things to change.
My favorite thing it actually happened today about so indicative of the culture of the world we live in right now. this is so
not retarded. Some people say retarded. Some people say retarded. How do you say it? Retarded, retarded. Tomato, tomato.
Yep.
What do you say? Retarded? I say retarded.
I don't say that word.
Oh, stop it.
This is a...
Retarded or... That's retarded or retarded. How do you say
it? This is a news article today.
You're not going to answer me? It's very important.
This is a news article today.
Babe, is it retarded or retarded?
I'm trying to do something.
I need to ask a question.
This is a news article today. Anna Paquin has 7 lines in The Irishman. Robert De Niro is okay with that. Like, they're implying, it's just like how bad journalism has gotten, that this is trying to stir people up by saying, this is an LA Times Entertainment article. It's like, Robert De Niro, they're in the movie The Irishman, Scorsese's new film. It was released in theaters for a little while. It's on Netflix now. Huge movie, 3.5 hours, like just epic movie. She plays his daughter. She's like, you know, 9th on the call sheet, like it's a more minor role, you know, like De Niro's the guy, Pacino's Jimmy Hoffa, Pesci's the other mafioso, like there's all these people, you know, the way a movie is story is told, there's main characters and there's supporting characters. She's a supporting character. Robert De Niro is okay with Anna Paquin having only 7 lines.
Yeah, what is it implying? Like, it's that implying he doesn't that like her.
It's implying that he's okay that she wasn't used more, but it's like he didn't write the script. He's just in. He's an actor in a movie.
Yeah, and let's say he does not like her on a personal level. So what?
By the way,
any of my business?
They also quote,
I don't care.
Anna Paquin's response to her 7 lines.
Yeah.
She goes, no, nobody was doing any ordering. I auditioned for the privilege of joining this incredible cast. Yeah. I'm glad to be. But like, why is this even written? You know what I mean? Like, why?
Yeah.
You're just trying to like make people go
water.
Like, Anna should have had more lines. Huh?
Yeah.
Like that's.
It's silly.
They did the same thing for Margot Robbie in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. They were like, do you realize that Margot Robbie only speaks, you know, 8 times? And they're like,
but
that's,
I think
that's the role.
Isn't though. That to imply that Quentin Tarantino, isn't that his movie?
Yeah.
That, oh, that women don't speak enough in his movies.
That's
not the trick. But however, if you look at like Pulp Fiction, there's women giving huge monologues. I couldn't even watch Pulp Fiction the other day because Uma Thurman wouldn't shut the fuck up in one of the scenes. And I was like, I can't. It's too wordy. I got to get out.
Yeah.
I know. They're trying to stir up a controversy that just
that's
isn't there.
How sad it is now, though. It's like, not only is this, you know, social justice shit go over the top on some, they're making things up like these actors, like everyone wants more lines in a movie. Everybody
does. Of course,
does.
Yeah.
Like that's what you know, you're trying to get there a bunch of lines in them. And then they're like, you're doing it to women, you know, like you, how come you gave Brad Pitt and DiCaprio all these lines? I don't know, because they're the two fucking main
it's
guys.
A story about
in the
two
movie.
Guys, yeah. The big fucking deal.
I don't know. It's
but would you say that it's retarded
you're
or
back
retarded?
On this, huh?
Is I'm it? Not retarded.
I'm being
I don't
serious.
Say re. I say re.
I say re. What do you say?
Re.
Yeah. Chris, go ahead.
I don't think Chris says it.
Hey, stop. No, everybody said you've never said the word retarded before.
Not like the last 10 years.
Well, then let's hear it now. Just say it. Go ahead.
You are not going to trick me into this one.
But how would you start
how
it?
How would you say it if we
re or re?
Just
I feel
it.
Like it would be like a re, wouldn't it?
Wow. You're the first one.
What
about what about Potter?
I say retarded.
You use the R word.
Really not cool.
Mine wasn't cool.
Not cool.
This is a sex worker.
Yeah. All right.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. So, I got mega dosed this weekend.
What?
Yep. Fucking Diaz. I'm such an idiot. I am such a fucking idiot for trusting him.
Yeah.
He's an asshole. I was in Miami. He was in Miami. I called him. I go, I'm going to be in Miami when you're there. He's like, oh, come by, hang out. I go, yeah, let's fucking hang out. I go see him. By the way, when I talk to him, he's like, oh, I got these little, he says it in like a week earlier. He's like, I got these 10 milligram like little cookies. I go, oh, great. I go, that's my favorite. Just so you know, everybody has different tolerance for smoking, for edibles. Everybody knows, or if you don't know, Joey has an inhumane tolerance for both.
Yeah.
I've always been a lightweight with edibles. I'm happy with it though, because for me, a 10 milligram cookie is like having a glass of wine or something. Like I have like a mild buzz.
Yeah.
It's nice. That's how chill. I like to roll.
And there's no calories. That's the best part.
I have, exactly. And I have it and I can watch TV. I can be social. Mm. I enjoy it. I enjoy that dosage. He tells me this is what he's got, whatever. So we do my show in Miami at the Olympia, which, by the way, beautiful place. Thank you, everybody that came. I had a beautiful time there, as well as in Melbourne at the King Center with Mike Cronin. So we had great shows. I go, let's go see Joey. I'm sitting here like, oh, he's so much fun. He always makes – I'm like telling everybody stories about Joey. We get there, and I get to his show. His late show is about to start, and I'm like – hey man, it's good to see you. They're introducing the people I'm with. And then like, oh, do you have those 10 milligram cookies or whatever? He's like, yeah, it's in my jacket pocket. Go ahead, go over there, get my jacket. I pull out, there's this thing wrapped, and then there's a little container with pills. And he's like, yeah, take one of those. And I go, I look at that because like the lettering, like the wording on it is confusing on the bottle. And I'm like, what is this? And he's like, the tens. And I go, really? He's like, yes. And I keep looking. I go, is this 10? Okay, I'm showing it. I'm like confused. But I'm also asking him. I'm like, is this? Because I don't want some wild ride. He's like, it's 10. Jesus Christ. He opens it, pours four into his hand, goes, blop. And I go, oh, okay. Whoa. Like, this can't be like a mega dose.
Right.
So then I give one to Mike. I take one. Put it back, and I go, cool, I'm going to go watch your show now. Like, I'm at Joey's show. It's going to be so fun. I go out there. My sister's at the show, my older sister. We're watching the show, and, like, you know, I'm enjoying it. He's fucking just annihilating, and crowd's going crazy. It's fun. It's a fun environment. But, like, 30 minutes in, I start to feel – here's the thing. If you take light doses like I do, sometimes those really mild doses – will affect you a little differently. Like sometimes you barely feel it. Sometimes it feels like it normally does. And sometimes it feels a little stronger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the same dosage. So I was like, I'm feeling it very mildly. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do for the last 10 minutes or so of his set? I'm going to go back to the green room. Because then that way it won't be all chaotic when everybody stands up. So I go back to the green room. I feel it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then like a few minutes later, I feel like it's a little bit stronger. I'm like, oh, this is... I'm just feeling it, you know. I haven't eaten one in a while, and then the show wraps up. I still feel like just kind of high, and then he comes back and we're talking. I still don't know anything yet, and then I text my sister. I'm like, come back to the green room. She comes back. I start talking to her, and then I'm like, oh shit, like I'm fucked. I could feel it, like and I could also feel that, like the task, the burden of talking to someone feels heavier. You know what I mean? Like I'm talking to her and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, can you wrap it up? Like, and she, I could, she's like, she's saying things to me and I can tell she's looking at, but she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
She's like, you seem tired. I'm like, I am tired. And then I go, I got to sit down. So I sit down and like, you start to feel it more.
Oh.
Thank God I have Sean with me. He's been shooting like a lot of those behind the scenes things and the videos. And he's like, do you want to get out of the green room? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I walk outside and then I'm just talking to people and I can feel it. And I go, we got to get out of here, man. Mm. We got to get out of here. We get out of there. Joey comes with. We're fucking, I'm just out of my mind. We get on a flight. On the flight, I fucking wake Sean up because I had passed out.
Thank God. That's good.
I mean, I could feel my eyes pulsating, my body vibrating. I wake up Sean and he's like, what's up? I go, how come we don't, why don't our existence exists? Why? Like, what is the point of our existence?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if we're not examining that question, then why aren't we examining that question? And then I go like, what are words? Words just come out. And he was like,
oh boy. Yeah.
He was being like, I got to tell you, I was that high, like freaking out high for like 6-8 hours. I was high for another 26-30 hours. Like the entire next day, going to bed. I went to bed the following night high. And then I call him. I'm like, what the fuck did you give me? He's like, it's 10. I go, no, it's not. He's like, yeah, it's 10. And I go, the fuck is wrong with you? He's like, are you home? I go, yeah. He's like, are you with your family? I go, yeah. He goes, what's the problem? I go, what kind of fucking criminal logic is that? You know, that's like the guy who you go, who's like, can you come pick me up? And then you pick him up and he pulls a gun on someone and like robs them. And you're like, the fuck was that? He's like, did you get robbed?
Yeah. What's everything's fine.
I'm like,
yeah.
What? Why'd you bring me on this fucking trip, man? Like, he just, here's what's crazy. On top of him definitely fucking misleading me, and I fell for it. I don't understand what goes on in his brain where he can pop 4 of those, right? I go, how are you fucking functioning? He's like, oh, I started to have panic attacks on stage. He took them before he went on stage.
Oh, my life.
He's like, yeah, he goes, I started to panic. And I go, is that fun? He's like, yeah, you know, those, you know, you're alive. You've been hanging out with too many Malooks. Now we're on the same page.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, yeah. That would devastate me. I'd be so messed up. I haven't been too high in a long time, but nothing is worse than being too high.
I called my sister. I had to tell her because she didn't know. I was like, hey, I didn't get to tell you because I was so paranoid.
Yeah,
like
of
when
course.
It was happening, I got so paranoid. And she was like, oh, she goes, yeah. I go, because when you're sober, somebody goes like, hey, why don't you say something? You're like, all right, right? You know, I'm sorry. I'm just like, but when you're high, like really high, she's like, why aren't you talking to us? I was like,
yeah, you can't even.
You know, you feel like people can like see you or something.
Do you
feel
know
like,
what's so funny is that because you came home super late that night and I was asleep and I swear to God, I was like, he's high. Because the way you came in and you didn't say, I mean, it was super late.
Yeah.
But I was like, hey, babe, what's up? You know, like I was awake and you're like, like you just were totally shut down and you just went to bed. I'm like, oh, he's high.
You knew.
Well, I knew you were with Joey, too. So yeah, I'm like, he's fucked up right now.
Yeah.
That's there's nothing worse than being too high. You know what helps me, though, when I'm too high is eating.
Yeah.
On pot, like when I'm too high on pot.
Yeah.
If I eat, it'll take it down.
This was a pretty strong
but
dosage.
You're fucked. Yeah.
He still has not come clean as to what I took. He told me it was hash oil with pure THC.
Oh.
And he's like, it's the hash oil will get you. That's what will get you. And I'm like, okay. Like, he's just. I know it was just like a 100 milligram dose. Which,
that's
by the way,
crazy.
He took 400 before his show. And then,
I would kill my. If
and
I had
he
to
told me he
had
3
high?
Earlier that day. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, by the way, how he's not like a paranoid schizophrenic, though. Like, wouldn't that at a certain number of doses just wreak havoc on your brain?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you just be like, huh, like break? I thought I was going to seizure at one point. I could feel like my eyes were going, duh, 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 and I could just, you know, my thoughts were going, I was like, I'm going to have a seizure right now. And I'm to think that he's like quadruple dosing that.
Well, he also weighs a lot more, doesn't he? Is he outweigh you a bit?
A little
he's
bit.
Bigger,
yeah, he's
meaning
bigger.
His body can probably metabolize
I don't know,
but he's got a higher tolerance.
He's got
sure.
a high tolerance. Yeah. No,
but
most
just,
people would commit themselves if they took what
but
he took.
I don't like the panic of being too high or drunk. That's
he
all it
goes
is.
That
the panic
deep all the time.
Yeah. I don't like the panic.
He says you got to counterbalance it.
With what?
Xanax.
Oh.
He's like, just take a Xanax. Why are y'all freaked out? I'm like, okay.
Ugh. Sounds horrible.
Nobody knows nothing. What? I'm a doctor. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I had, oh, you know what intrusive thought I had last week?
Sure.
I forgot when we were listing intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Every time I ride in an Uber, if I'm in the back seat, I have the thought of like, throw yourself out of the car onto the highway.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and I go like, no, you don't want to do that. By the way,
yeah,
he also, I'm his, I know Joey. He let Mike Cronin, a guy he just met, take that 100 milligram dose. Who thought he was taking a 10, was like, oh yeah, this should be a nice night. So I call him the night. I'm like, how are you doing? He's like, I slept on the bathroom floor of a hotel. I just had horrible night, just freaking out. He said he started to have intrusive thoughts of like, don't jump off the balcony.
Oh my God. That's like what they would tell you in the DARE program. When kids take LSD, they jump off of buildings and shit.
Let's see if we can get Mike on, because I want him to relay to you what this felt like.
No, this is never take drugs with Joey Diaz.
No.
Is the point of the story. Never eat bread that's laying around near Joey. Don't eat candy
and
around
also
Joey.
When he tells you it's mild, it's not.
Right.
Don't
just
forget that.
Don't take anything around Joey ever. I remember he wanted me to do his podcast when I was pregnant, and I was like, no way, I'm just going to get a contact high in that tiny room with you.
Hey, this is Mike.
I'm like, I can't go do your show.
He's like, what's the problem?
Yeah, he's a crazy person.
He goes, look, I reset your batteries. Now everything's straight. I'm like, this is all crazy talk. You realize, right? Like, no, oh, here's Mike right here.
I got to go pee.
None of that
can
makes any
really
sense.
Quick?
Hold on a second. Hello? Hey, Mike,
what's
you're...
up?
I'm recording this call. I'm doing the podcast right now.
Okay.
I was just recalling the fun night we had with Joey.
Yeah, it was great.
So you were given by me. I handed you what Joey said was a 10 milligram pill.
Yeah.
Will you tell me like what your night was like, just so that the audience knows that it's not just me?
Well, I was fine. We were hanging out, and then I saw you start to go down. You were talking to Maria, and I could tell she was just too much for you.
Uh-huh.
You just kept looking at me and Sean with the wide eyes.
Yep.
And I felt fine. I took an Uber back to the hotel and was hanging out for a good hour. And then it just all hit me at once.
What'd it feel like?
And I was like, it's like the highest you've ever been, mixed with a panic attack. And just the general feeling that you're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a fun high, right? It's not a fun high.
It's not. It's not. And the thought that kept popping up in my head is, I'm going to die in Tom's hotel room. And he's going to get in trouble for it.
Did you really have that thought?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was that, and it was, I'm going to throw up in the bed, and they're going to charge him so much money.
That's hilarious. Did you remember, you said this, because I didn't notice this. You said that when you took that pill, that Joey stopped talking, looked at you, and laughed.
Yeah. He laughed maniacally while staring into my face.
See, if I would have caught that right then, I would have fucking made myself throw up. I would have known what it was.
Yeah.
I totally missed that.
Because at that moment, I think he was just going to play that joke on you.
Uh-huh.
But now he knew that, oh, I'm also fucking over this guy.
This guy I really just funny. Met. I'm going to ruin this guy's night completely that I just met.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. It was...
Yeah, he's a real sociopath. I see why you like him.
Did you have fun, chill thoughts all night when you were that high?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of thoughts. Like, it was just don't puke on repeat. Just don't throw up. Don't throw uh-huh. up. And then what would pop in was also don't jump off the balcony.
Yeah.
And then I stop and go, wait, why did I think that?
Dude, you know what made me laugh really hard was you said you went from Miami, you drove to your parents' place, and you had to have dinner with them. And I know how you were feeling because I was still high the next night. And then you had dinner and, I guess, went to your room, and your mother texted you. What?
Yeah, she's like, are you all right? Are you really sad about something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm just really don't feel good at all.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh.
But that's just Joey doing us a cool favor. He just, he told me the next day, he goes, are you home? You with your kids? What's the problem? Like, you know, like, known felon logic when they're like,
right.
We got the money. No one got shot. What's the problem?
Yeah, you got away with it. What's the matter?
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad I had somebody to share this absolutely terrifying experience with. And can't wait to do it again
and
soon.
I'm glad I could sleep on the floor of the nicest hotel room I've ever been in my life.
That's so terrible. He fucking robbed us of our evenings. All right, man. I'll give you a call later, buddy.
All right.
Okay.
Yep. That's set. So he wanted to fight vomiting all night.
Yeah, he wanted to fight. And also he had don't jump off the balcony thoughts, he said.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he said that he thought he was going to die, which I definitely thought I was going to die at parts two. But that that he was also thinking that I would get blamed because he was going to die in a room that was in my name.
You know? Oh, so he was what like, a nice friend.
I know. He's like, Tom's going to get charged.
That's so nice.
I know. Mike's a good guy.
Well, I got... extra mom drunk at Bauhaus.
I cannot believe it.
Two nights ago.
She went to Bauhaus a second time.
A second
in
time.
A month.
It was so much fun. And I brought my old goth friends with me, and we all got so mom wasted. There's mm-hmm. pictures of me I'm not proud of. Like at one point, I had to lay down on the booth because I was so tired from dancing. It was fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. No, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, it's cool to do the thing you really enjoy, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing I've really admitted to myself that because for so many years I'm like, you know what, I should probably just stop liking goth and like punk rock because I'm 43 and that's super lame. But I'm like, you know what, I like it and I'm just gonna embrace it. And
you
now
like
I
what you like,
go back and revisit all the stuff I loved as a teenager, and now I get to appreciate it in a new way, and I do it nicer. Like I don't have to buy the cheap seats, you know.
This is exactly in line with what I was thinking. You're not going to like it at first, but just hear me out about jewelry.
Because Did you buy a chain again?
I did buy a chain. Yeah. I bought a chain in Miami. I thought it was the most Miami thing to do. And here's the thing. In Miami, it was celebrated. Everybody was like, chain looks dope. Everybody, I performed in it.
Right.
And here's what I was thinking, okay?
Oh, boy.
I was thinking this. Like, let's say I go, hey, I want to start shopping for a car. Right. And you go, yeah, I mean, yeah, do I need a car? No. What do I get out of the car? I mean, yes, there's utility. It takes me from point A to point B, but I already have that. The truth is I buy the car because it makes me feel a certain way. Right. Like I go,
yes.
There's a feeling I get from this. It's like going to the show. I think that chains and jewelry and stuff is the same thing. So I think basically what I should do.
Well,
is not buy another car. Hey, okay. That's good. But spend what I was going to spend on that car on jewelry.
Okie dokie.
Because it makes me feel good.
Well, I
but
like
how
your,
is that logic flawed?
I like your. I like that you're appreciating. It. You have a joie de vivre,
yeah,
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
However, let me just say this: my night at Bauhaus was significantly less mm-hmm. expensive than.
I'm not saying that it's. I believe you. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying that my night out was not as expensive as the gold chains you're discussing, and also
check that. Look at Big okay. Drip right here. That would look so good on me.
And also. The resale value on jewelry, especially highly customized, is not very good.
Yeah.
It's really not a great investment.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm yeah. not looking at it. Like what I'm saying is you set a cap to what you're going to spend. Hold on. You don't look at it as an investment. You
right.
look at it as this is a purchase that is enjoyable. Right.
It's your level of enjoyment.
Exactly.
Sure.
You know?
Well, you should get the box of crayons when... That's how much do you think that one cost? Is it 69 crayons, of course? No, 64 box of crayons. Wow.
I don't know, but I think that you know what I'm seeing so far? Everybody with these on looks happy.
You're right.
They all look really happy.
Yes.
And I think I should embrace that.
You're right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't, oh my life. These are really ridiculous chains.
That one's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
But
what was it you were telling me when we were in Judork Titties that Jay-Z and Beyonce sent out Rolexes?
They did. As invitations. So they're like, you're invited to this party.
That's nuts.
And then this Rolex is your entrance ticket.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know. Baller. Why don't we just do that? That's a good idea.
Okay.
For our next anniversary party, instead of...
An invitation?
Send out Rolexes and we'll just drain the bank accounts and it's something that everybody remembers, everybody likes. It's memorable for everyone too.
The main thing is that everybody remembers it. Hey, do you remember that time that I went broke buying you stuff?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Here's the thing. I like your idea of enjoyment. However, we should come up with a number that is reasonable.
Yeah.
I'd say that makes sense. Because, again, my Bauhaus night,
okay.
not really breaking the bank here.
I think.
Maybe your necklaces, could we cap it at $500?
No, absolutely not.
That's a lot of money for a necklace.
No thanks. We're going to have to reframe your whole. I'm going to have to give you a mega dose because that is not.
What's a number you think would make you happy?
75,000.
Oh my God, stop it.
I think that's reasonable. As a budget?
You're crazy.
As a budget.
You're crazy.
To work with.
That's I gotta so make much it, money.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get some cool jewelry for that.
Babe, I would rather spend $75,000 on the racist YMH parrot because at least that's an investment in the business and we get people really like the parrot. It generates more revenue for the show.
I don't know that any of that happens.
Well, people really like the parrot, the YMH parrot. And it's what they'll tune in for is the YMH parrot.
Hmm.
Much like the fart mic. Did I lead us astray on the fart mic?
Yeah.
No, people loved it. It saved that episode back when McDonald's was sponsoring the show, remember? People didn't like the set, but they liked the fart mic.
Okay, well...
I have great business ideas.
The parrot is a great idea, and I hope we can make that happen.
Babes,
here.
75. Can we at least go half on that?
All right. Can we not go cut it in half right
yes,
away?
Yes, it's a ridiculous budget for a
necklace.
I'll tell
you this.
That's
a quarter,
crazy.
A quarter of the way down, I'm down with. We'll make it an even 50.
What's that 50, math? 20.
An even 50.
50,000.
Yeah.
That's so much money. Babe, no, that's somebody's yearly income. That's ridiculous.
Why is that? I mean, what
that's
am I supposed to get?
That's a lot of scratch, dude.
Am I supposed $500, to get just like a
bullshit
I'll be okay.
Chain? Yes.
No.
Will you wear it all the time?
Well, here's the thing. Why don't we set that budget for different chains?
No,
that's the full budget, but I get different pieces. This way I can go and switch up pieces sometimes, you know? What's wrong? And then I don't buy a car. It's the same thing.
But will you wear it a lot?
That's what I'm saying. I'll get different pieces so I can switch them out all the time.
Okay. You're R-worded. You're retarded, not retarded.
That's so rude.
I'm not retarded.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a good product.
You know, it's interesting. We talked about wet wipes and the tushy because we had a wet wipes clogging disaster in our GD toilet, and we had to have the plumber come out. And here's the deal, man. Tom and I, we use the bidet attachment to clean our a-holes. So I don't know who came over and used wet wipes.
Yeah.
And our freaking toilet, it's either Ellis, who's maybe shoving them down there for fun, which he
could
is
be
known to do.
Could have been Potter.
The baby, Juju, Potter. Yep. The dog has been over. Mm-hmm.
Walking around with pocket wipes.
Do you do that?
Fuck no, dude.
Are you using the
tushy? Wet wipes are terrible.
You know who has pocket wipes on them?
Who?
Sean.
Oh my God, it was totally him. Let's call him up. Are you going to call him up?
Let's call him right now.
He fucking did it. I knew it. When did he poop at our house?
Let's just find out.
He pooped at our house. This was before Thanksgiving, right? But Sean's always over at the house. He definitely did. He fucking carries on.
Yeah, he does.
What savage is carrying around?
He does.
And putting them down our fucking plumbing? Mother F. It took forever, too, and the plumber charged us a fortune to get the fucking... Don't use that crap, man.
I know.
Hi, you have reached...
No, damn. All right. Didn't answer. All right, but yeah, we're gonna have to investigate. Yeah.
We have to do a full a-hole. Now, Josh Potter was over. Josh, do we ask him? Did you?
I don't think he browned.
Did you poop at our house?
I would never do such a terrible thing.
No. Mm-hmm. Would you use the built-in bidet or no?
In your house?
Yeah.
It's attached. I would use it in my house.
But you wouldn't, like, if you had to dump, you still wouldn't use it? The built-in, like where you just press a button.
Oh, I guess if I had to dump, there's just no, I would hold it until I left your home.
Yeah, but that's not, you can poop at our house. Just don't flush wipes down because that's what ruins the plumbing.
I'm not even flushing my feces down, you know? Nothing's going down.
No?
So you don't have to worry about me.
What are your poops like? Are they like rabbit pellets or are they full size? Because you don't eat very well.
I really run the gamut.
It's, yeah,
I can go from liquids to full logs, everything in between. I've had the pellet action.
Yeah. What did you have one today already?
Today did I poop?
You can't remember.
Yeah, no, I did.
How was it?
It was solid today.
Nice.
Pretty good, yeah. Back in L.A., eating better. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
We'll get a soupy one out there for you. I'll let you know.
Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. I didn't have any catastrophes post-TG. I was thinking for sure, because, you know, TG, I put a lot of butter in our sweet potato casserole.
Bad browns.
Because of my TG food?
Just Thanksgiving night. Just,
well,
it was,
yeah, because I...
It was a rich night.
Yes, I made... Yeah. I'm telling you what I made. Here's the menu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I did stovetop stuffing out of the box. That's a lot of butter. I did sweet potato casserole in butter.
Mm-hmm.
I did Brussels sprouts with bacon, so there's a lot of grease there, and the turkey, and honey-baked ham.
You did a great job.
And
Rooney.
And macaroni and cheese with five different cheeses.
Yeah, it was intense.
And heavy cream in there. So that's no joke. And then I made four pumpkin pies and one pecan pie, as they say.
Yeah.
I fucking did a lot, bro.
Yeah, I'm very, very impressed.
A lot of butter, a lot of sugar. Thank and you. Thumbs up.
I went for second helpings.
Do it again.
I went for second helping. It was really good, so I served myself more than a couple of plates.
What's your favorite TG treat?
I think it would be mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Stuffing.
I love stuffing.
And, you know, that sweet potato casserole is also...
It was off the chain.
It was crazy.
Now, for Christmas, I've already pre-ordered my Hungarian delights.
Nice.
I'm getting bagels.
I just forgot to tell you.
And a dobos torta.
Ricarda gave me some treats yesterday.
German treats.
Yeah, that she baked.
No shit. And
I held them.
Where the fuck are they?
I forgot that I had them.
You're killing me. Cookies?
Yeah.
They do. The Germans love to make little.
Yeah, yeah. We got to reach out.
They're not very sugary, though. They don't enjoy sweets. Fun things.
What do I have coming up this week? I'll tell you. I start the week in Erie, Pennsylvania. There are tickets available for that. Columbus and Grand Rapids are now both all sold out now. And then I still have tickets available for Windsor, Ontario.
Yes.
On December 8th, I'm at the Coliseum at Caesars. From there, Honolulu's almost gone. And I also do a show in Maui, December 29th. That wraps up the year. Then Mumstralia is all sold out, but I still have a few tickets left in Auckland, New Zealand on January 25th. And then, some of my Spanish shows are
kidding.
On sale. I'm doing Spanish shows in Ontario, the Improv, Levity Live in Oxnard, Tempe, that Spokane show, that's English. I'm going to do the Spokane Comedy Club in February. And then, I got one night in Denver at the Comedy Works downtown, one show only. That'll probably go quickly. And then I have Vegas shows. Looks like Ice House. Wow, I didn't know they put them all up. So they're all on sale now. You can look at some 2020 dates. I'm hitting some clubs as I work out the new hour. And they already put the shows on sale. So go to TomSegura.com/tour.
One night in Denver, huh?
It's just my favorite.
Yeah, so I just want to drop in and do one night.
And it's such a great place to feel good about a new thing.
Most definitely.
So that's why I booked it, yeah.
Good idea. December 12th is off at Flapper, so sorry. But I am doing December 5th and December 19th, and then I roll into 2020. January 9th through 11th, Austin.
Yeah,
Mom's.
Wow.
Okay. If I did that during your dates, you would have been livid.
For the new dates?
I'm going to come now?
You don't want people to get excited about the
dates? Oh my God. Do it again. But do get off. Okay. I like it. I like do it in between. Pick a different drop in between every city.
Okay.
January 9th through 11th, Momston Tejas at Cap City Comedy Club.
He loves this comedy.
January 30th through February 1st, Pooston, Texas at the Houston Improv.
Oh, get off!
February 14th through 15th, that's Valentine's weekend in Tampon, Florida. Tampa Improv. Right? What was that one? Do that again. What's that?
I don't know.
I think that's the Rub Rub guy.
Yeah.
Oh. March 7th, the Make Good from October 25th at the Ice House in Pasadena.
Oh, I'll make you come.
Great. March 13th and 14th. It says Doral, Florida, but that's
That is. It's in Doral.
What? I never even heard of Doral.
It's a part of Miami.
Oh, I thought Miami Improv.
Yeah.
I have cum all over my face.
March 26th through 28th in Dallas, Texas at the Addison Improv.
So I get my fiber in my diet.
What's Dallas? What do we call that? Phallus.
Oh.
That's phallus. April 3rd through 4th, Jew Dork Titties, Caroline's Comedy Club. April 24th through 25th. Des Moines, Iowa at Le Funny Bone.
I will come all over your cock.
June 12th through 13th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Live. Tickets at Christina P. Online.
Make daddy squirt.
I think we just found a new way to do dates.
That's a good way to do dates.
This is kind of amazing. Mm. Did we just come up with that after all this time?
Yeah.
I was amazed.
Yep, it was pretty great.
My jeans got so tight on that one.
That was pretty great.
Yeah. Oh, get off!
That one's my favorite one.
It's pretty great. So there it is. You got all our dates. You are not doing, what is it, the 12th?
The 12th.
Right. But you're back the 5th and the 19th.
That's right.
Flappers. I have apparently a bunch of new dates on sale that I had no idea about. So that's good to know. Please get those. And this was a really fun episode, Gene. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a classic Gene. It's the way we used
jeans,
to do it a lot.
So we'll be back next week with a guest. Thanks for sticking around with us. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Jeans.
Bye, Gene.
Come for me. Come for me.
Oh my God, I'm gonna
come for me.
Come for me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna...
Come for me. Come for me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna...
Come for me.
Come for me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna...
If your subconscious mind obeys me, accepts the programming that I put into it, absorbs what I say, you go into the deepest, most submissive sexual place you know. Pleasure. You're on the edge of an orgasm feeling. Pleasure. You can't resist it.
Yeah, I'm gonna come now. I'm coming. Baby. Baby. Get off.
Come for me.
Baby. I'm gonna come now.
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 Come for me.
So sexy.
Come for me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
orgasm now.
Come for me.
I'm gonna come now.
Come for me.
Come for me. Come for me.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
orgasm now.
Come for me.
Come for me. Yeah, I'm gonna come now. Yeah, I wanna. This is coming up, man. Fuck the hell, man. You're walking around there and you're homeless, you got no place to live, man. Or if you're just a crackhead or a drug addict.